Thelma Hagar. You haven't heard from me for a while on podcast, but here I am back. And I had something I wanted to talk about today since we are coming upon Thanksgiving. I want to talk about being grateful. Do you know that when you show gratefulness or you communicate gratefulness, that God opens the windows of heaven on you? The word says to be in all things to be grateful, to be thankful in all things. And you know, you may say, well, you know what? My life is a muck right now. How can I be grateful? Well, let me tell you something. All you have to do is stop and look. Look around at people. Look around the world. You'll find something to be grateful for. I don't care what's going on in your life. There is always something grateful. There's always something to be grateful for. You know, I have to tell you a little story about when my husband died. You know, I didn't get married until I was 59 years old to my husband that died. And we were married for 12 short years. And it was the sweetest doggone marriage you've ever seen in your life. And it lasted for 12 years. That was it. And it was the worst thing that ever happened to me when he died. It was just horrible. But I have to tell you, because I practice what I preach. I preach that we should find something good in everything. So it was shortly after he died, and I was down in my washroom. And now Phil loved to change clothes. He was a little peacock. He dressed up every day, and he might change clothes two or three times a day. So my laundry was atrocious. And not only that, but he wanted his jeans to be ironed even. So I had lots of laundry. So I was down in my laundry room a short time after he died, really grieving. And I said out loud, well, at least I don't have as much laundry to do. So, you know, now, that may sound like a silly thing, but I have to tell you, in the midst of all that grief and sorrow, I found a little treasure. I didn't have as much laundry to do. And you know what? There's no reason why we cannot find something that simple in every single day of our life. Don't sit around whining about stuff. What you see, what you focus on or talk about is what you are literally fertilizing and watering. So if you want to sit around and talk about your troubles, you know what? They're going to turn into monsters. You're going to grow a monster. It's much better to feed and fertilize the good things in your life, no matter how little they may be. You know, clean water coming out of your faucets, a roof over your head, a family, a healthy body. Oh, a healthy body is a huge one. You know, there's just living in a country that's free. Your television, the pretty things around you. And then you can even go outdoors and see the trees and the flowers and the blue sky and the clouds and your pet. I mean, there's a million things that you can find that you could be praising God for. So don't waste your time whining about the things that aren't right. We live in a fallen world. There will always be things that aren't right in this world. But you know what? Look to the things that are right. And you know, as you remember them, as you look back on your life, look at the things that God did for you. I mean, we all have them, so find them. I don't care what position you find yourself in. Choose to be grateful. That's the key, you guys. That is the key. Okay, now let's just talk about my book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, Amazon.com. I've got a 5-star rating. There's not one review that isn't 5-star, and I'm pretty doggone proud of that. And there's quite a few of them. There's not just 5 or 6. There's like 45 of them, and they're all 5-star. So I'm really proud of that. So go into Amazon and buy my book. You won't be sorry. There's a hard copy and a soft copy, and the soft copy is only $20, and it is filled with treasures. It is a book full of hidden treasures. Okay, you guys, well, it was time for me to do this little podcast. So until next time, this is Thelma Hagar bidding you a blessed day. Bye.